Okay, good. First, I'm very appreciative and impressed that Wednesday, Erev Thanksgiving, I think the entire shir is the base of energy. Only one person's on his way out to Thanksgiving with the family, but very impressive. Baruch Hashem. Have the entire shiur here on the day when so many people begin to start fraying away for the weekend. The Baruch Hashem, and especially after on the heels of midterms. So what I'd like to do today is to bring together the sugya of Amira B'Kiddushin. Try to medayik which Rishonim are very clear for us. Develop the Mahalchim that we've been developing already. And then in Yirat Hashem, Sunday we'll discuss the application of the Gerush and Yirat Hashem. Then we can go on to the Nesugya of Mekadesh B'Milva, which now turns our focus from the Lishonos and the Kavonos to the monetary aspect of the Kinyan. Good, so let's start with the Chiddush Eiran al Arif. In the traditional Rifs, it's probably on Beis Amud Aleph. In the Oz of Ahadir, it's in Gimel Amud Aleph. It's in Beis Amud Aleph in the regular riffs. What to find in this riff? Do you have a traditional riff over there? Let's see right now. Okay. sorry. It's Gimel Amud Aleph. It's Gimel Amud Aleph in the traditional. And what's the Dibur Masechta there?
Pin one of them.
Yeah. So in the Oz V'Hodor, it'll be Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. So we do here with the Haran. Haran Aleph, Rif, Beis Man Aleph, V1, Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Good. The Gemara in Daf Zayin has the sugya of being mekadesh midin orev. That's where the chasan, the kala says the chasan that tein mona leploni vekadesh ani lecha. Right? She says to him, instead of give me the tabas, give the tabas a good friend. And by giving me the hana, the pleasure that you giving, that you're doing what I want you to do, right? Or that the pleasure that I get that my friend is going to be nana from this ring because of me. So with that, I will be married to you. Ten mona leploini, give this gift. I say, I'm giving the ring to the kala. And she looks at me, she says, ten mona leploini, right? So the halacha is, mekudesh is midin orev. There's a din of orev that I can take care of your obligations for you. So over here, when we get it, we'll study it in greater with greater depth. But I can, if I owe Reuven money, so Shimon can say, I will, if I owe Reuven money, so Shimon can say, I will pay Reuven instead. Right, so then, and so even though I'm not the one who's who's giving the money to the Malva, nevertheless, it's Ke'ilu, I gave the money to the Malva. The loan is taken care of. So over here, and I get a certain Hana from the Orev taking care of the halvah for me. So the Gemara says that tein money leploini v'kadesh ani lecha mekudeshes midin Orev. The Ozvar it's above him at base at the bottom. Mimoshe matzinu bat toira she Orev mishtabed lamalva. Only Yechalilum Moishim Kudeshas. And the Orev, I can obligate myself. I borrow money from Shimon, Shimon doesn't trust me. So Reuven says, I will pay for, I will obligate myself. So I'm obligating myself even though I'm not getting anything from it. I'm obligating myself because my friend is borrowing money. So the Kala says, I am Ki'ilu, I'm getting the Hanoah, or I'm willing to commit myself, even though my friend is getting the ring, right? My friend is getting the loan, I'm willing to commit myself to pay the loan back. My friend is getting Tabas, I'm willing to commit myself, so that commitment works. So the Gemara says, Umiyu Kosav Rambam, the Ran says, Tainu kisha omar la hari at mekudesh ba nos maton azusha nasati al picha. So now we are switching focus from the mechanics of Orev. Orev works, all right? So the Rambam says, however, you have to have a good lashon, a good amira. So now we're coming back to our sugya, all right? Ten money leploini. The kala gives instructions. All right, so later on we'll get to the Zainam and Aleph, we'll discuss in detail exactly how the Mominus works. That's the next sugya. We begin with Mekanish Milva. So now we're not focusing on the Mamonis. But the Rambam says, where's the Amira over here? Because after all, the Kala is the one who's taking charge now. So the Rambam says, well, it only works, Kisha Omar, when the Chosin says, Harayad Mekudeshes Banos Matonazu Shenestati Alpich. The Chosin has to say, Harayad Mekudeshes Li, what's not been Tabazo, but the Hano that you're getting, that I'm doing what you want me to do. Shenestati Alpich, that I'm giving based on your instructions. The Elo, because if we would not, if the Chosin doesn't say Harayad Mekudeshes Li, if we would follow the Sibri of the Gemara, so then, it's a violation of the Amir is being done by the Kala. They're meaning a law that the very best we say that that is a Safek. Viskadesh ani lecha. Vunasan alpia, says the Ran. So that's the Rambam Zohar. There must be a line in the Gemara that we have to insert based on the sugya, which is that he says Harayat Mekudeshes Li behandazu. Says the Ran, Vaskadesh ani lecha vunasan alpia loy gara mi medaber imal iske kidushel demehane afal pi shalei pirish. So the Ran asks the same kasha that the Rishonim asked in Nosanuva Omri from Hoyosukin also Yinyin. The Ran asks from this sugi, from this Ramba. If she says, I am willing to get married to you, use the Lashon of Kiddushin, Eskadash Anilacha, and then he follows through, why is that different than Medaber Imaliske Kiddushel, the Shmuzing about getting married? And then he gives her the ring, the mahane, that works, afal pi shalei piresh, even though he didn't say, harayat mekudeshesli, v'lo yidomi l'nosanu v'omri d'shayni yosem l'nosanu t'chila. In the case of nosanu, he gave the money, we didn't discuss this, he gave the tabas first, and then omri. V'en adover mechiyach shebeteres kidushin nosanu elibidibura. The only way that we know that kiddushin is happening over here is because she said, "Harayani mukudesh." V'nimtza shevami rosa nigmar kiddushin. That's the lashon of the Tosfos Rid. U'mishemachi loy mahani avolkan who osa masa kiddushin legamre. Shevinesina zui miskadeshes b'loy dibur acher. Tehavalei dibura dida kimedaber imal is gegita v'kiddushel de mahani. Afilustam. It says the Ran. Why do I need the Rambam's chiddush? There is a din. Vayuasukin Vaisinyan. And then he gives her the ring. The Gemara says that's good because by the time he gives the ring, we know why he's giving the ring. We know what's happening because they're talking about kiddushin. So Memela, like Rabbi Yossi, there's no pirush required. When it comes to Nos Anu V'Omri, so when he gives the ring, we don't even know what's happening over here. The Omri is after he gives the ring, so then that's not the Tabas was given. We don't know if it's given Materis Kiddushin. So the Ran says there is a Mand Omri that says that the story of Nosan Omri is not exactly the way we learned until now. And the pshat in Hayosukin Boisei Inyan is that as long as there's clarity as to why he's doing what he's doing, it's Kiddushim. And the Ran goes a step further and says, and therefore, if the woman says, Ten mona leploini, v'skanish lecha, mekudeshes. Right? Why? Because we know exactly what's happening. The Edom, if there are Edom there, they'll say, of course, it was Kiddushin. He was responding to her instructions. Did they use the Lashon? Yeah, use Lashon of Kiddushin. Did she say that she's going to be Lukachlo? She said, no, Gavaldi, married. V'divrei Rambam nirin li'ikur. Says the Rambam, but the Rambam is chaylik on this. The Rambam says no. In the case of Orev, even though she preempted and she said, and he responded, and this clarity is what's happening, not good enough. Says the Rambam, must be harei ani mikudeshes, harei at mikudeshesli. Tahai vaday nosenu va'omrihi. They're meaning the sveika of mishum tilokach isha li'ish. Hainu kisha omer kein b'shas nesina. Aval yachin nesina loy adifa shtika didei mishtika dida. Hecha de nosanu v'omer hu v'shoski. So the Rama makes a lot of sense. Tavadai nosanu v'omrihi. The din of nosanu v'omrihi damrinan. The sveiku, the second lashon suffik, mishum the tilokach isha liish, because in nasanu va'omrihi there's a chisaron in the din of kiyikach, because once omrihi it's keilu she's doing too much of the ma'aseh kiddushin, we're saying it loosely. Haynu kisha omr kein b'shas nesina. He says that's the pshat of those we shown him that the psul in nasanu va'omrihi is because the Amira was done after the Nesina. That's not correct. There the Amira was done Vishas Nesina. He's after Nesina, so it doesn't matter what's going on. Right? So we have other halachis. V'kol Shechein. They're not going to get there right now. It's a different discussion. Elavadai binosnu va'omri b'shas nesina hu demisap gulon. The afalpi she'almin noskei nosna. And even though the reason that he gave her the money is to get married, v'loidomi limidaber imal iske gita v'kidushel. All right, so now, what's the next nekuda has to figure out? Right? The Ran said, Nosan Huva Omrahi is a problem because, as we've been learning, because he didn't say the Lashon. She said the Lashon. Good. So the Ran, and therefore, by Orev, he agrees with the Rambam. He has to say it. He has to say the Lashon. So now, comes back to the old Kasha, the Rashbos Kasha, the Ridvos Kasha. So how do you, so, Hoyu Asukin Bo'isa Yinyan, it's good enough without him saying Ariyam Kudeshes. In that situation, they were talking about Kiddushin, and he was talking about Kiddushin. It wasn't that she was talking about getting married in the hall and the flowers and the photography. He's just saying, yeah. No, that's a different conversation. That also is true. But it was talking about a situation where he was discussing when they're going to get married, and he was discussing when the Kiddushin is going to be. And then, later on, he gave her a ring. Aval kol shalayom arhu kulum. So he says, but if she, he was just listening. He wasn't saying a word. Aval pishen nesis nosei muchachas shumaskim ledivri yoisha. Even though that the scene was clear, and the Edom could say, we know what's happening. We know that he is responding. He's not a matana ba'alma. She's talking about getting married. And he's responding by giving the ring. Eino moyel doesn't help. The shtika di day, haryuk is shtika di dolacha matan mois. All right, that's the melitza. Maybe it's a little. We can discuss it further. But that's so. Now you have clarity. Right, you have the Ran spelling out two shitas. Right, you need to nail down. That's what I'm going to do right now. Just nail down the shitas. Where do you see the machleik is in bold face and bold relief? So this is one very, very good makor. The case of Orev. Right? The Rambam says that we know what's happening. Is there clarity as to what the machshav is? Yes. We know. Could Adam say we know what's happening? The woman says to the chosan, I will marry you. I'll be mekudeshes to you. Mamish kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. With all the halachis. Just do me a favor and give Yenim the ring. Right? So then, Rambam says, doesn't work until he says, And the Ran quotes other Rishayim, no name right now, who say, Chaylik. And they say, why? Everything is being done. There's clarity. You don't need, why do we need the Chosin to say anything? The Chosin is giving the ring. He's in control by giving the ring. He's giving the ring based on instructions. So says the Ran, those are two days. Does the Chosin have to say, Haven Kudesh Asli? Do we need an Amira the day? Or is Gilui Das enough? Right? Next, hold on. In the Sugya of Hoyu Asukin, Hoyu Medaber Ima. Right? They were talking. And then he says, Haven Kudesh, and then he gives her the ring. So the Ran says, Pshat in the Sugya is that he was talking. He said, we're getting married. He said, we're doing Kiddushin. We're doing Kiddushin because that's Moshe Yisrael. He said, you'll be Mukudesh. And then, he didn't say a direct Lashon of Hari Ad Mukudesh. He then gave the ring. So the Ran says, good enough. Diyoy. Why? An Mira Diday. There's clarity. We know what's happening. And the clarity is being provided by his schmoozing. She may schmooze as well. It may be me inyan limay sinyan machloikas. But at some point, there was an amira diday. The shoel, and the other, the straw man of the run, right? The non-Rambam of the run, says no. You stood by sinyan means... Maybe she was talking. He was just saying yes. There's clarity. There's Bira Das, but there's no Amira Diday. Right? So there again, you have clear the Machloikis of how to learn Pshat in the Sugya and Daf Vavmanal. See, the Zayin Aleph, now Daf Vavmanal. All right? Now, the payment base. Nasanuva Omri. Right? So the Ran's Pshat is that this all happened before the Nesinus HaTabas. And again, there's clarity. Because she's saying, good Lashonis. She's saying, but, and he gives the ring, but he didn't say anything. And the other Rishon, the Ran is quoting, said, no, that's the only problem over there is she was late. She said after she gave the kinyan, there wasn't clarity. For Shah Smais, there wasn't clarity. All right? So you have, again, machloikas on Heyum and Beis. All right? Now, where else can we get clear sheets? If we want to put a name to the no name in the Ran, so look at the Mordechai. All right? Hoyem edaver ima. Lab davke ima el huadein imidabrim acherim befaneho. So the Mordechai, what happens if the family's getting together? Right, it's after the engagement and the family's sitting around. And they're talking about the wedding. Right, and each one's saying, well, they can make it, well, they can't make it, they come, they can't come. Should it be in Jersey, should it be the Five Towns, should it be the Sands? Oh, they're smoothing about it, right? He says, enough of this. I have to... Here's the ring. Right? Okay. So, he didn't say a word. Right? That's why he's ready to elope. He can't get over an edgewise, right? So, says the Mordechai, Adam are there. Hopefully there's two non-family members there. Maybe fourth of his cousins. They rise to the good Adam. Right? And he's done. He's finished. He just saved his parents and in-laws a lot of money. But he didn't say a word. So L'chaira, the Ran would say, nothing happened over here. L'moyo. He didn't say, there's clarity what's going on. It's very clear what's happening over here. The engagement he gave already. Right? The wedding band is in front. He's giving to him right now. Right? He doesn't say a word. But it's very clear what he wants to accomplish. So you see the Mordechai, if we had to put a name now, the Ran versus the Mordechai, Ran and the Rambam versus the Mordechai. So now we have already, names that we can put to the various shitas. Now, if we go back for a moment, just bring the Rashba in. The Rashba is probably the Baal HaLoch over here. The Rashba is probably the gave us the greatest clarity. It was Haman Vase and the Rashba. Nasanu va'amrihi. The tier two batosis. You see it? Okay, Scott. All right. Question is im timer. Nasanu va'amri amai inim kudeshes gemura da'amrinan lekamim v'samah choyim medabri mal iske gita v'kidushel v'nasan pirish are basically damer deyai. All right, the same kasha, different. Different episode, same kasha, right? How we have it then? Hayasukin again. Hayemedabri mal iske gita v'kidushel. Mordechai said lav davka. Pashut says davka. Hayemedabri mal. V'nosam alay pirish. He didn't say a word. Basically, I'm in the yoy. Kasha, if that's the case. So what's the problem with the Omer who Nosanuva Omrahi? Right? So and it's like the run that the Omri is before the Nesina. So the Omrahi is provided the right context. Gili Das there is. Tizuva Tais Vistahacha Vishaloi Dibro mi ikra biske kidushin kalal. Elohashu the Omrla. Ten din li dinar viskanish anilacham. Says the Rajba. They weren't talking about kiddusha. Elahashtahu the omra lay ten li diner v'skanesh anilacha v'nosan la v'lay pirish. The holoi omar iumide lehashvan yikra. Says the Rashba that hayasukin by sinyan, like the Ran says, he said something. He was talking about getting married. Over here, in the case of Nasanu va'amrihi, he doesn't say like the, he says like the Ran's pshat that he didn't say anything. She said it. Hashtahu the omra lei tenli dinner v'skadash nilcha v'nasanu v'lei pirish the loy omra yomidi lei hashlami yikra. Alright, then he goes to discuss the Orev din that we saw, right? And this is the Rambam Shita, B'shachazu v'omali, B'shas Nesina, Hebe Kedeshes. And now the Rambam was even clearer. So V'afalpi, this line, V'afalpi, Shadavar Marin, Diladas, Masha Omru, Loi Nosanu. Right, the Rashba could not be clearer, even though there is a good Gilidas, even though we know what's happening, there's no Sofek on Kedushin, U'kamoshe Pirish, Dami, and it would be as if he was clear about it. Mikol Mokaim. He were missing the clarity of the Edom as to what's going on in his mind. Afalpi vafilu hachi. Afalpi shumode. He's masking. There's no suffix in anybody's mind. Why gave kedushin? But the Edom still can't say because they didn't hear from him what's going on in his mind. El Shem, Donan Kavonas Alev, Ein Kan Eidus. Avol, Bishaho Yuasukim Yoisi Inyan, Kevin Shehuba Atzmoy Nisratse Behemi Ikra. Harize Ki Ilu Pirish Achshav, Bishas Nesina, that the Bura de Navshe Kosomech Viyav. Right? How do you read this line? Avol b'shehoyu asukim b'oisa yinyin. When they were talking about this, kevim shuba atzmoy nisratze bohem. He himself has expressed interest in getting married. Harezu ki ilu pirish achshav b'shas nesina. Adibura de nafshei kasam. Not like the Mordechai. Until that line, you can say maybe it's the Mordechai. No, adibura de nafshei. He has spoken. He has said he wants to get married. He wants to marry her. So Adibura Dinek, all he's saying right now is Amara Mokim. He's saying, I said it 10 minutes ago, I said it 20 minutes ago. Here's the ring. All right? So again, you have clarity in the Rashba. So we had to line them up, the Rashba, the Rambam, and the Ran. So we require an Amira. Ayusukim Vayisayinyan means there was an Amira, there was a Dibur of the Baal, which he's now referring to. And Me'idah, we have the Mordechai, and the Rishon who's quoted in the Ran, that say, Lav Davka, we don't need to have an Amira, we need to have Gili Das.
Is it Makrat that he's saying that you need to have an Amira here? I mean, you can't just be saying that, like, it happens to be that if your Osef goes to Inyan, that's just as good as if he did his own Amira. But, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that if it wasn't good enough to be his own Amira, it wouldn't be good. It has to be that it is that good.
So the Rashba we know said initially, the Rashba is the Baal Haloshin of Nesina V'Amira. Right, so now what Vinny is saying is the nagging question, which I'm trying to nail down, and that is that the Amira is a real Amira, not just a great Birur Das. So again, at the end of the day, once I have the run, and the Rambam, I have Rishonim who say the Shita. So the question about whether we are identifying others correctly, right? I would say yes, but I wouldn't lose sleep over it if you disagree. Because as long as I know that they're Rishonim who say this, so then we can go deep in understanding the Shitas of Rishonim.
Tosos, the Rashba quotes also, he says it explicitly that he...
Which Tosos are you referring to?
The Matirtza B'Tosos.
Yeah.
So that Tosos, the Tosos Rush, he says it explicitly there that the guy had an Amira Meikara that he's now being Samechan later with the Sukkim Binyan. So if the Rashba is using that Tosos, so then he does mean that there was an Amira.
Why can't I find the Tosos Rush?
So,
who sees the Tosafot Rosh?
The Gemara, the tab, it has the Gemara.
Tosafot Rosh.
Right there.
From near the.
A little
bit to the right. Up, right there. Dibur Maschil. Dikhigach mashma shagdei diberon nisinose look loikha ka odam alakeach mekach shakait dam menoisnam. Vim taima nosan uva omri a mile avikidushin, hafilu nosan bishtik avikidushin, kishoye medabri maliske gida vikidushin, vishloime denachanami, kishedi beri motchila aliske kidushin, nosan lovishtika, oz alpi diberi nosan. Good. Good. The other.
And he's relying on his own Amira in a case where they weren't being Osei Bo Zenyan. That doesn't show anything.
No, they've been down.
I'm saying the case, the Rosh, what I was saying in the Rosh was
yeah.
The case where they were Osei Bo Zenyan, where they were Osei Bo Zenyan. Something else for him to rely on. Over here, that's the reason why the Tosafot Rosh talks about relying on his own era is because they weren't Osei Bo Zenyan. There's no other Amira to rely on besides his own. It's not. The point is,
do we need an Amira or just a Gili Das? So the Lashon of the Rosh says that we need an Amira. Even going back to the Rashba says that it's clear for the Edom as to what's happening over here.
Not if they're Osei Bo Zenyan. If they're Osei Bo Zenyan,
ain't Achinami.
So
we have the Raya. Is there Tosri Azok in here? No. But the I'm not following whether your deek is correct or not, but the point is that the principle that I'm proving is proven well. You're asking whether you're asking whether I can prove it from a certain way. All right, that's not the issue right now. Go ahead.
I just have two things. The difference between the Rashba and the Ran, that if you would be also opinion and then the girl would say something after, according to the Ran, it wouldn't work. According to the Rashba, it would still work. Meaning the girl, if the girl says the last word and also opinion, according to the Ran, it wouldn't work.
I don't think that that's
the
correct.
The Rashba says you could do it later, so meaning implying that she could have said more stuff, but according to the Ran, you have to say the last word.
I don't know if that's correct.
So what's the difference between the Rashba and the Ran?
The Rashba and the Ran are saying the same thing.
It sounds like the Rashba says that you can give it later, but the Ran never mentions that.
I don't know. I don't think you make that deal from the Ran and that. The Ran is not. Is the Ran is comparing it to different suya. I don't think you make that deal. It may not be correct. I don't know.
And doesn't the Mdivi and the Tosas Ritzba this whole focus whether Amir is part of the Kaka now?
We're getting there. Okay. Now let's just look at the Tosas Riyazakin. If you have the Gemara in front of you, the Tosas Riyazakin both in Heyman Beis and Vav Amud Aleph. So in Heyman Beis, Omrahi, Hareini Mikudeshes Lacha Doime Letikach Isha Leish Umishamachi Mesab Gemilsa. And if he wants to have nisuin, tzricha kiddushin acherim. He has to have new kiddushin, because they have a suffix. That's by nosanuva amri. The imba acher, the kiddusha, teitzim izeh umizeh, mi suffix. Umistabra. And it makes sense. Dav kehecha de enoi medabri maliski kishel. That this is a situation where it's a vacuum. They are not discussing getting married. This is the first of the widest lines of the Tosfos Riyazakin on Heyman Beis in the Ois V'Hodor. Shehu tzorech leimar harei at mikudeshes li liva'er, to explain shakesef noisein lo b'teres kiddushin v'hoyel mutzorech ledaber, and since he has to speak tzorech ledaber if she says mashem mutol olav, what he's supposed to say shu'alekeach have a sveika aval im hoyomidaber imav alis kekidu sheom. But if they were schmoozing about getting married, she'enoi tzorich ledaber, he doesn't have to say anything. Elotechev shenosan la hakesef, this might be something that Lozomer was discussing, the immediacy. Shetechav shenosn la kesef. Hab ye mekudeshes vadai shari hu oise kolam mutalulav lasois. He's done what he's supposed to do. He said what he had to say, and he's given the ring. Vafal pishim idaberes ma she'ene mutalulav ein hezek buzeh. So in that case, the fact that she is also talking does not downgrade his ma'ise kiddushin. So again, from the Tosfos Riyazakin, where would you put the Tosfos Riyazakin? That there's a requirement of Dibur or the requirement of Gilei Das? Why do you say that? Was that?
Said earlier, the whole purpose of saying
Hayam
is just to be low
Bahar. Correct. This is the first episode I was thinking. Correct. Okay, it says, Behold, Vutzorach Ledaber, Hare Admikudesh Levar Shekesev Nason Libertarius Kiddushin. So, it sounds like from the Tosfos Riyazakin that the important issue over here is being Mevarer his Das. And therefore, once he's Mevarer his Das, so then the fact that that she speaks, it's irrelevant. But again, the point that I think on the now, if you look at the Vav Amud Aleph, this is what we're discussing in the base of Medrash, which is Jeremy Galler pointing out. on Vavam and Aleph. Umistabra. Even earlier. Minoyada Pirish Afilu Loshina Hu Loshin Kiddushin. Heichim Vikachivle Eino Bikia Beloshin. Vahol Velo Diber Ima Liskade Shlo. Ve'eino Mevino Inyan Advarim. They weren't talking about it. So how do we know that she knows what he's saying? Hachanami davi kiddushay. Did nana yimidabri maliski kiddushel. V'nosan lo v'loy pirish. He didn't say anything to yo. V'mlocha mishtanet. Then he says in Mistabra. The istafka lon bahani lishni. Ile kiddushin mashma mishtame hatam ibnei shahoya medaber ima liske kiddushel. Avalayhoya medaber ima vadilam locha mishtamoi. Vafilu shishneyem moidim shele kiddushin eskabnu ein kan eidim kwal. There is no indication the from third source. In other words, it would not be clear. Avol belishin b'liel, shem loshin kiddushin. Afilu loydi berim moliski kiddushin. If he mode sheivino al loshin mikudeshes, sheivino al loshin v'nisratzes, v'al loshin uli kiddushin, v'yesh kanedim. So again, it sounds like from the Tosfos Riazokein. The main issue is clarity of Havana over here. Okay? So what we've accomplished right now is that we've identified that in the Rishonim there is this machlokes. Once we see this, so then we can go further in the Rishonim and see which Rishonim say exactly which Nakuda. But we have in the Rishonim this machlokes. Machlokes of whether there is a din of Haramiku Deshus Li. Look at the many yeshivas discuss this in Beis Amud Aleph, because Rashi says in Beis Amud Aleph exactly. Dibur Masal v'Kesu Mishtar, Meforish v'Braisa, V'Gemara, Noyisin Lo Kesev v'Yishav v'Kesev v'Omer Lo, Haram v'Kudeshesli, Shtar Kosev Lo Lanir Afapi She'Ein Shav Pruta, Haram v'Kudeshesli, Bia Bo'Ala v'Omer Eskachli v'Yazu. So some are medayik in this Rashi that Amira is not an essential part of the Maisa Kiddushin, but it's a Bira Das, which the Shtar delivers on its own. But whether one says that, whether you say that with the medayik, otherwise that's not the point. The point is that we found in the Ran two Shitas. Ran in the Rambam and Lachoira the Rashba, who will say that we specifically require that the require the husband saying Hariyamaku deshously, and on the other hand we found the straw man in the Ramah in the Ran and the Mordechai and very probably the Tesis Riazokin, who say that main thing is Birur Das. And the Rosh, put the Tosfos Rosh together with the Rashba. All right, so now the question, what exactly are they arguing? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So we would say, Nekudas HaMachlokes is, that how you understand the Drosha of Ki Yikach. All of this is based on Ki Yikach. Ki Yikach, we said, we had Ki Yikach three times already. Three drushes. One ki ikach velo ki sikach, heimed base. Ki ikach velo ki si lokach, basemed base. And ki ikach velo shikachas atzmoi on vava medalef. And that limud can be interpreted in one of two ways. Either you can interpret ki ikach that it is required that when the Torah darshins, V'loi she tikach es atzma, V'loi Either you can interpret that to be that the Torah is articulating a very specific kavana that the chosan has to have, or the Torah is articulating that the Baal has to give expression to that very specific kavana. So let's go a little bit deeper. We know from the Gemara that ki yikach means that the phrase ki yikach ish, right, that we point out, that phrase is entirely extra. So the Gemara darshins that that's to give us a certain halacha about ki yikach, and that is that it has to be that the husband is taking the wife. All right? Now, that we saw the Tosfos Rid expressed very beautifully. Right? That every kinyan requires das machne das kona. Every kinyan requires, in order for kinyan to be effective, to be chal, so people have to know I'm being kona, you're being machne, fine. Without a das machne, there's no kinyan. That's called a mekach tos. We do the maisa kinyan. But I think I'm buying a car with four wheels, and you're telling me a car with two wheels. There was no das that kinyan. That's a mekach tos. So the kinyan's not chal. So obviously over here there has to be the husband wanting to marry his wife. Good, that's be das. Ki yikach is saying there's a new element of the das over here. It has to be not just they're getting married, not that they will live chaye ishus. That's not good enough. They both can't be machavin for chayishus. They both cannot just be machavin for chayis apil Torah. They cannot just be machavin that she becomes a surah la'olam. That's all necessary but insufficient. Has to be that the husband is furthering the kinyan. That he's doing a maisa kicha. It's him. He's doing it. Not that she is creating chayi ishus and iser al kol ha'olam by being kona the husband. Not even that she is creating chayi ishus kedas moshe v'yisrael with all the halachis of Ibn Ezer by accepting his to be his wife. Not good enough. It has to be ki yikach, and even more so, he cannot say it has to be that he is doing the vice of kinyan. So it says Tosfos Rid, pshat and sugya, that the Torah is requiring in kiddushin a very specific kavon, a very specific das. That's at the very, very least. Good. Next. Now the next question is, and this is what the Rashba articulates. Now that we know that there is an asina and an amira, it says the Rashba that the Torah requires that the husband, that the husband, let's use loose terms, gives expression to that new level of das, those new kavanas. The nekuda over here is this new level. When the Torah says ki yikach, when the Torah says that there has to be specific kavanas over here. Did the Torah require that those specific kavanas be clear or be expressed b'dibur? That's the nekudas ha-machlokes. The Eidim have to be aware that there is this specific understanding, that this das is there. If they just say, they want to get married, not good enough. They have to know that it's his ring, he bought the ring, and he's giving to her, and she's Makabel. Right? And they have to know that that he hasn't, that his kavona is to be the Baal Maisa Kinyan, so to speak. All right? So, Lekulei Alma, the Torah requires specific kavanas. Lekulei Alma, those specific kavanas have to have some clarity, either midin Eidos, at least that's what the Rashba says, that the Eid have to be aware of that, or midin Yad Lekidushin. The Machlokes Rishonim that we have analyzed so far, and what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes, about whether I require specifically a Dibur of the husband. So the Nekudas HaMachlokes is that, and we can take one step back, and we can say that on Heyam and Beis, Nasanu V'Omrahi, it's a Machlokes whether Lukuli Alma, that's no good, or whether the second Lashon according to some Rishonim is a Safik. So there the Nekudas HaMachlokes is whether is it necessary that the husband is the one who is being Mevarer or give Das or expressing the Das. If you hold Nos Nuva Omrahi is Safik Yidushin Deiraisa, so then your suffix is ki yikach is specific das, but does the das have to be furthered by the husband, or can the das be furthered by the kala? Right. Once we paskin that like the first lashon that nos nu vami is nothing tanchal, so we are paskining that kaimalon that this das has to be promoted by the husband, has to be generated by the husband. And that's the Rajbaz Lashon of here, that is the scene of Amira. That's the Birka Shmuel's idea. This is a kicha. What does it mean to maisa kicha? Kinyan is das, it's gvir's das. Once with the Birka Shmuel saying maisa kicha, Reb Chaim's Lashon, he's saying that's the additional part of kinyan kiddushin that you don't find by the kinyanim. Good? So now we're going one step deeper. So now we understand that there's a machlokes, this unique aspect of the kinyan kiddushin, which the Birka Shmuel calls maisa kicha, which is this unique das of the kiyikach, when the Torah said kiyikach, and the Torah required the kiyikach to be the husband's kiyikach, the husband is bailus over it. And that's what we squeeze the lashon, that he is bailus over the maisa kinyan, ownership over the kinyan. So now the nekuda is, that does this happen through Gili Das, or to require Dibur for this? Everything we discussed, all the Kiyikach, does it require the husband expressing himself? That we can go back to say the part of the Kiyikach. We can say the following. We could say that when the Torah requires Amira Didei, was the Torah saying that we have to know what's going on? He has to have it, he has to have Das. Or are we saying the ownership is expressed by him saying Harei Avnikudeshli by his dibur? Is it enough that we're all aware that he knows that he's the Baal HaBos over here, or does he have to express Bios the dibur? And that's the Birk Lechayra, that's the Machlekes Rishonim we're discussing. And now with the Birk Hashmul V'Chayim, we can say the following way: we can say that every kinyan requires das. It doesn't require any more specific. We don't need to know who is the one who's in charge of this kinyan. They're both in charge of the kinyan. If either one says the deals of the kinyan, that was maskim. Reuven says almanos, and Shimon is maskim. The almanos is chal. Shimon is almanos, and Reuven is maskim. Both chal. When it comes to the gmiras das, they're both balabatim. When it comes to kinyan kiddushin, there the Torah said the specific das, that the husband is the one in charge of the kinyan. Right? So that, the machlokes now, whether gili das is enough, or whether it requires a mirror. Hezra dover is, maybe that all the Torah is requiring over here is an upgraded kinyan. More das of the kinyan. Kinyan requires das, that I'm giving up the field, that you're getting the field. It requires das of transfer of bailus. It requires awareness of what the field is. So now the Torah says, different kind of das. You have to know that you are the baal HaBos of this kinyan, of this maisa kinyan. Good. Once you know that, you have to know that she cannot be, she is no bailus over the kinyan. Or is the Torah saying, no, that Hayois, I require some kind of specific Yediyah over here. Did the Torah say that this specific Yediyah has to be expressed, right? And the sugya which says yesh yad lekidushin ein yad lekidushin is assuming it has to be expressed, and now the sugya is asking, once the Torah requires that the das be articulated, so does that, this is what we pointed out on Monday, so we pointed out that the Torah has, when it comes to haflah, the Torah requires divur, and when it comes to haflah, the Torah says yad neder keneder. What about the gabe kiddushin? What's the hezbar dover? What's the suffix over here? So learn the suffix the following: that once I say that yad yesh yad lekiddushin. Right? Yesh yad lekiddushin. So again, l'chayra, the Mordechai and the Mordechai and the Tosfos Yazak and the Rishon and the Ran, so they will understand l'chayra that this sugya is discussing how clear must the das be. L'chayra they're not discussing, there's no din of dibur. So they can't discuss mixas dibur kedibur. All they could be saying is, hey, yes, the Torah requires greater clarity, so the clarity of just like legabe in the dorm, there's also a neder toss doesn't work. So I have to have a certain clarity expressed. So there the clarity has to be expressed with dibur. When it comes to kinyan, I don't need the clarity expressed with dibur. The Maisa Kenyan is good enough. There's no dibur you have to say, I'm buying, you're selling. No, we're doing a Maisa Kenyan. Oh, you're suing Maisa, and you're certainly good. Legabe, Dasmag, Das, Kaina. Over here, the Torah requires specific Das. So, does the new clarity required that you're the Baal Mekach, does that rise to the clarity required in Kenyan, in the Dorim? And we would say that just like Legabe, the Dorim, Mixas, Loshes Kaloshem, so we would say that we don't need to have the 100% clarity that's required, that Nedarim is willing to give on. Nedarim is willing to Yad Neder Keneder. That means that I can be 90% sure of what I'm saying. So yeah, I would need 90% of clarity, right? The chances of this Neder meaning something else, Mechukani Mechah, meaning not, so what are the chances of having a Yusuf Sukhmeis Indian, and they were discussing the Moshe, like the Machlokes Achronim. They were Meshudachin already. And he gives her a ring, right? You saw that in the Mishnah Melech, and the Marit, and the Abni Meluim. They're engaged already. Reuben gives Shimon a wedding band without saying a word. And Reuben gives Leah, sorry, a wedding band, and they already had Shiduchin, right? So the question is this clear enough or not? Do we say yesh yad? That would be the Nakudas HaMachlokes. However, according to the Rajba and the Ramba and the Ran, that there seems to be a requirement of Amira, so now again the sugya of yesh yad is kafta v'fera. Right? There is a requirement of dibur. But the dibur required in Kiddushin is far different from the dibur required in a neder. In neder, the din of neder is kol moitz v'sechot ishmar. Neder is l'yachal v'iburoi. In neder, the machayiv of neder is the loshen. The dibur is machayiv neder. What is the nature of my neder is being evaluated by the dibur? What did I say? There, when it comes to the dorim, there is some application of understanding the das, but the neder the neder is a chiyuv to keep my dibur. If I want to know what my dibur said, then we may go to das. We may figure out what right people have in mind when they say this. But there, the das is being used to value the dibur. The yachal diburay. So now the Gemara says, when it comes to the dorim, so dibur has a the machayev is dibur. The iser is violating my dibur. What happens if I said if I said miktsas dibur? God, so then we want to know that were my words articulate enough to create a chiyuv. What is the Torah demand of me in terms of maintaining that dibur? When it comes to kinyanim, it's all a question of das. What was going on in the person's mind? Right? All evaluating das. Now the Torah says, when it comes to kiddushin, I have to articulate my das. I have to articulate my understanding that I'm the Baal HaBos of your, I express, or even better yet, according to Rajba, I have to have Baalus over the Kenyan. How do I maintain Baalus of the Kenyan? By being the one who talks, who says what I'm doing. The Amira is not enough. The Nisim is not enough. It has to be Amira. So in this case, the Gemara is saying, an Amira whose purpose is to show Baalus, is that going to be evaluated like the Amira of Hafla, or like the Amira of Gili Das? Is the Torah requiring a very, very strong form of Gili Das? So then, there's no Din of Yesh Yad L'Kiddush. Is the Torah saying, in this case, in order to show Bailus, I require Dibur, so then, maybe I would be given some of the latitude of Dibur when it comes to Kiddush, Eishal the Kiddush, Eishal the Nadar. And this Nakuda, L'chor, if we understand this Nakuda very well, it explains one of the Sfeikas that we all had in the Sukhi. We all had a Sufik, Hariyad Mekudeshes, and he didn't say Li. Right? So that became a Yadayim Sheinim Mechiches. Right? Everybody's wondering, Yadayim Sheinim Mechiches. She's here, he's here, right? They made the shiduchin already. He's giving me the ring. He didn't say Lee. Is there any suffix in his mind who the kal is? Right? Any suffix in the say who the chosin is? Could be that he's a shliach or some of the chosin. Alright? So that becomes the Adayim Sheinim Mechichais. Right? So you're wondering, to say that there's a little bit of a suffix, okay, I can live with that. To say it's a Yana Mechiach, I can live with that. Say Yadayim Sheinim. I just don't know who the chosin is right now, right? Because he didn't say Li. So l'chayra, the word is the following: the whole purpose of the Amira over here is to show his bailus over. Right? The purpose of the Amira is that it's the scene of the day. That's what the Torah is saying. It says I don't need the Amira. Because I need to figure out what's happening over here. I know they're getting married, right? I need the Amira Davka that he is the Baldover. That's what requires. So when he doesn't say Li, so the Gemara says on that Nakuda, it's Yadayim Sheinim Mechichais. Lu Yitzuyer, the Torah would say, I need an Amira to figure out what's going on over here. All right. So then the Li might be Yadayim Mechichais. But the whole Nakuda of the Amira is to give him Bailus over the Kenyan. The whole Nakuda of the Amira is that he should say, I'm the Baal. So when he doesn't say Li, he isn't fulfilling the Torah's requirement of what that Amira is supposed to be doing. So and that Nakuda is a Yad Sheinim Mechiach.
That's a contextual thing. Like it's not
correct.
Right, so I mean, it's still, Rabbi said that we're wrote in the note, like it could be a Yad Sheinim Mechiach on the back.
But here, the context isn't correct. But the two contexts. There's the context of them getting married, and you're 100% right. That's the catch. That's why it's hard to understand. But the Torah says, put it in the context of showing Bailus over the whole purpose of the Amir is to accomplish one thing, and to say, this is my Maisa Kinyan. Lu Yitzuyer, right? If the purpose of the Amir was to show we're getting married, they're getting married. But over here, the whole purpose is, the Torah says, I want an Amir Shalot to say that he's the Baal Kinyan. Doesn't say Lee, he's fallen short of the measure once for him. So that's why in that case he's actually in mechichas. He's still giving the ring. It's not like a suffix shokel, right? There is a context of this. It's still a yad, but it's not what made it yashem mechichas, because the whole nekuda was the shokel of the kid.
Why even focus? Why does Tosos and people? Why do they even focus on the fact that, you know, maybe there was a shliach, maybe he's a shliach or not?
Yeah.
It's not the reason why it's
eaten. Yeah. So Laniyas Daiti, that's just to show you that the li serves a purpose over here. If there'd be no other alternative bechlal, then you have the nimir is accomplished. There has to be some other alternative to make it mixtas losh. All right. Yeah.
How would you?
How would we? So then, this Nakuda is probably the same, both according to the Mordechai and according to the Rashba. It's only that the Mordechai said it's good enough to have Gili Das. We don't require an Amira.
So then, without the Levi, you don't have to show
Gili Das, no? So that's what the Mordechai would say. And my whole goal was to show Gili Das at this Nakuda. I didn't do it. The same analysis. It's just that he doesn't require the physical articulation.
That is not even Gilei Das, exactly.
It's not the Gilei Das. The Torah wanted me to show Gilei Das over my ownership of the Maaseh Kinyan, and I fell short of doing that. Good. So go ahead.
What would be the reason to say that the standards of Dibor by Kedushin are above or below the standard?
What's the Hezbollah Dovin? What's the Chiddush HaKro over here? What's the Torah? Yeah. Why does the Torah insist that the husband takes ownership over the process? So
my focus is whether or not it does in fact elevate that standard.
Everybody holds it's elevated. This question is elevated either by Das or by Dibur, but everybody holds it's elevated. The Torah is making a statement that this Kenyan must be furthered by the husband.
Right. That's what I'm asking. Like, what's the reason to think that it would be elevated to Das or would be elevated
to Amira?
Yeah. You know.
Okay. Let me think about it. Go ahead.
So now we have enough information to answer the question that we posed the other day. Meaning, why, we said Hayosik Bosa Minyan is good, so therefore Yadayim should be good, right? So now we could...
Correct, 100%, right, good. I answered you with terms, yeah, but your sense is good. Okay, so we should enjoy, so we'll hit the vote.